Now, crypto is a technology, right? Crypto is a technology. It's a new technology. This new technology had a lot of engineers, had a lot of IT people, had a lot of admin people that got sucked into, hey, crypto is the future. You want to be a part of the future? Go work for a crypto firm. So you got people that's going into these businesses that if these businesses collapse or if crypto goes down low enough, they're going to be out of jobs. They're going to be out of positions. So you're going to be having this huge turnover in certain positions where these were the grassroots or the green shoots of new technologies, right? Some of the new technologies are here to stay, and some of the new technologies are like kind of fly-by-night type of thing. That's where we at with it. We got to be smart, and we got to strategize, and we got to be able to sit there and look into the future and recognize when the herd mentality is taking over or when people are seeing an easy way to make money and they're targeting us. See, Black people, you can see us coming from a mile away. So we've always been taken advantage of financially by our oppressor because they could see when we walk into the door or they could see when we walk into the room that we can be taken advantage of, right? And most of the time, we are. And sometimes we get taken advantage of by our own people because our own people recognize within us too that, see, when you own the Serengeti, if you look at a lion or a hyena or a jackal, they never go after the strongest gazelles. They always go after the weakest gazelles. They always go after the weakest zebra. They always go after the weakest animal in the pack. They target the weakest one and they go after them. So if your oppressor is perceiving you as weak, or if your environment is perceiving you as weak, you're gonna always have to defend for yourself. You're gonna always have people that's gonna come at you full force trying to take your cookies because they perceiving you as being weak and incapable of defending yourself or recognizing the hustle when you're being hustled, right? And a lot of us, we just don't see it coming before it comes. We get caught up in it, and then next thing you know, we like, dang. You know, and you start looking at yourself, well, I should have got out when it was doing this, and I should have got out when it was doing that. But it's like, how did you know that crypto peaked out? Like, how did you know when crypto went to the all-time high? How did you know that that was the all-time high? When everybody and everything that you're looking at and saying, crypto's going to 300,000. I couldn't base that on nothing. I couldn't research crypto, and I couldn't understand in my own mind. I couldn't rationalize in my own mind. I'm like, what are we basing the value on? What's driving crypto? It's not a supply and demand issue, but they want to make it, but they're selling it to you like it's a supply and demand. I'm like, it's not a supply and demand issue, but they're like, yeah, it is. It is a supply and demand. I'm like, man, this is not a supply and demand issue. You know, you're hoping